تبعهم السنانية من دين ما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري يسر لي أمني واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا زدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and respected brothers who mashallah have done i'tikaf for many years, may Allah Ta'ala bless you all. And for those mashallah doing it first time, may Allah accept it from you, ya Rabbi Alameen. This is mashallah just I want to make it very brief, but inshallah informative for everyone. Those alhamdulillah who are going to come into this beautiful amal, which is the idea of isolation, of putting yourself in seclusion by yourself to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was something that Allah Azza wa Jal had put on the prophets alayhi wasalam from before, this idea of i'tikaf. But the i'tikaf was much longer for them, right? So for example, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he had to spend 40 days up on Mount Tur, if you remember, right? And if you remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had to separate from his community. It's complete. This type of i'tikaf is very extreme for many of us. But the Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا اَعْتَزَلَهُمْ, when they separated from the people, وَهَبَنَا لَهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala granted them gifts. So when it came to Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala gave him the Torah when he did his i'tikaf. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam was in his i'tikaf, when he went out into the desert area, Allah Ta'ala gave him the Injil. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam went for i'tikaf, he separated from his people, Allah Ta'ala gave him Ishaq and Yaqub alayhi salam. And when our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made i'tikaf, such as i'tikaf, he separated himself in the cave of Hira, Allah Ta'ala gave him the Quran. Right? So the virtue of the i'tikaf is something very grand, very big. You can get hidayah from it, guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along with this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's mentioned certain virtues to the i'tikaf. Some things I want you all to keep in mind. The idea that a person will seclude themselves, isolate themselves, cut themselves off from the entire dunya, and then they'll go and worship, engage with in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said in two hadiths, one, they both have the same meaning, that a person does the full 10 days of i'tikaf will receive the reward of two hajj and two umrah. It's a beautiful, amazing virtue. Beyond that is the virtue of Rasulullah that he himself, being as busy as he was, and this is something I always try to emphasize for people, no matter how busy you are, then think about it. You know, this is a time where a person needs to think about what days they have off in the year, and then just take some of them and use this. If you're not going to go anywhere, then subhanAllah, this is the time to use it. Because why? Because Rasulullah being as busy as he was, a governor, a father, a brother, so many different things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the community, to take care of the entire Muslim Ummah was on the shoulders of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet even in spite of all that, he did i'tikaf. Right, so this we have to remind ourselves that people, subhanAllah, to think about maybe if we can just take off fully. Some brothers have requested, like, if we can work inside while we're in the i'tikaf. I said, of course, like, if you're inside, I can't say your i'tikaf isn't broken, but it's just not in the spirit of it. But having said that, I recognize people's, you know, deficiencies and weakness that they need. Oh, yeah. Okay. Along with that, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself had his whole 10 years while he was in Medina, he did i'tikaf every single year, except for 1 year where he had left his i'tikaf. Because his wives started to make i'tikaf in the masjid, and the Prophet, out of frustration, he left. Right now, subhanAllah, that 1 year they started to pitch all these different tents. Right, so Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she wanted to do i'tikaf with Rasulullah. So Zainab radhiyallahu anha got jealous, so she said, "I'll do i'tikaf too." And Hafsa heard about it, so she became jealous too. And there was one extra wife too, so they all became super jealous, and they all put like four different tents in there. Rasulullah came in and was like, "What is this? What is this show? These different tents, right?" Because you have, I'll explain. I made a joke about it yesterday about putting tents, but the reason is because you can't isolate or separate a spot for yourself exclusively in the masjid. That's not jayiz. Does that make sense? Right? Even like our idea here that we separate here in this masjid, this is only because of spacing issues. If it had been open for space, even this wouldn't be okay. The people should just put their stuff in the back, and at the end they should pull it out, right? And then we should use that space like that. But having said that, yeah, you can't just isolate your space. So Rasulullah got very upset. What are all these different tents? So Rasulullah actually, he broke his i'tikaf. He left that year, right? And then he came back. But imagine this, subhanAllah. Then the Prophet, in the first 10 days of Shawwal, he did i'tikaf 10 days to make up for his own habit, subhanAllah. So keep this in mind, mentioning about the severity of the importance of the i'tikaf, and also just keeping in mind about sisters, inshallah. We'll speak about the i'tikaf shortly. But having said that, mentioning all these things, there's a great virtue to it. And even one day, right, because the hadith of Rasulullah said, the person engaged in i'tikaf, he gets the reward of all the good deeds that are done outside. Right? So now a person can't go for a salatul janazah, or a person can't go visit a sick person, or a person can't go to this issue, this thing, or do this sunnah action. Because you're in i'tikaf, inshallah, all the thawab of the outside will be given to you, inshallah. Okay? And now, nafl i'tikaf is also virtuous too. Nafl i'tikaf is, so sunnah i'tikaf is when a person does the full 10 days, right? They go, or 10 nights rather. They go from the 21st all the way to the time the hilal is sighted for the day of Eid, right? or the night of Eid rather, they go from that time all the way to the end of Ramadan. But for nafil i'tikaf, it's any amount of time that you want to do. Even myself entering the masjid, you can make intention for nafil i'tikaf. People think that you have to spend the night and everything for nafil. Nafil again is a flexible matter. You can make intention every time you enter the masjid. You can get rewarded like that. And so now those brothers and sisters who are, or those brothers rather, not sisters, right? The brothers who are here that are going to engage in the nafil i'tikaf, then of course you're going to stay for one day or two nights or whatever it is, inshallah. It's flexible for you. You can come in and out and come in and out, right? But as for those who are performing the sunnah i'tikaf, they really don't have an option here. Okay, you are in the hudud. The masjid hudud are the limits, the boundaries of the masjid. The borders of this masjid are basically whatever you see before you here, mashallah. This is your kingdom that you can walk around in. Okay, beyond that, you can't go any. By you leaving for any non-necessary reason, and I'll explain the necessary reasons in a second. By you leaving for any non-necessary. You have to make up that day. All right. So having said that, you have to be very mindful of it. You have to stay in the masjid boundaries, okay? And as long as you are here, alhamdulillah, you will remain here with the intention, this beautiful Mubarak intention. Ya Allah, I'm here to get your forgiveness. And Ya Allah, I'm here to attain Laylatul Qadr. And Ya Allah, I will not leave. Ata al-Khurasani used to say, Ya Allah, I will not leave my i'tikaf until I know that you have forgiven me. It's a beautiful thing that he used to say, subhanAllah. So keeping this in mind, inshallah ta'ala, the Masjid Hudud is where you're supposed to be in for the 10 days. Within this time, the only reason why you can leave, so now while you're here, the brothers who are going to be engaging in the Sunnah i'tikaf, this is a Sunnah kifaya. You're doing something on behalf of the community. Every locality, it requires one person to stay in the Masjid, right, for this last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now, subhanAllah, imagine many masajid, they can't even do it. Alhamdulillah, in Burlington, mashallah, has been blessed. We have many brothers who love to do it every year, mashallah. May Allah reward them, accept them, Ya Rab. And please keep them in your du'as too, because they're fulfilling a big obligation for us. Now, keeping this in mind, the extra ones who are joining, mashallah, you have a lot of brothers here with good experience. Ask them, inshallah, and listen to what they have to say, because they have a lot of advice and wisdom, mashallah, you can take from. So, keeping this in mind, though, while you're in here, the only reason why you can leave are essentially there's a, like a list of things that could happen, like the masjid doesn't have a Jummah. Right, or you are a muezzin at another masjid, or there's gonna be a fire in the masjid, waliyadu billah. Okay, like these are like things that you're not gonna be concerned about. I'm not gonna go over those things. What are the two main reasons you're gonna leave the masjid for? Use the bathroom, and if you had to, food, right? But food is what is provided for you inside as well. Or else, if you didn't, then you'd have to go and grab it and come back, right? So it's just basically gonna be for the bathroom. And for the fact of doing ghusl or wudu, and for making ghusl basically. Then we have to use the bathroom. Now, this is the only thing. When you leave, you have to make sure that you go. You try to be as you can go at your medium or moderate pace, but you should not stop while you're going, right? As much as you can to go all the way up to there, and you should not talk to people in the middle, okay? There is permissibility for a person while you're walking to say salam, something like that, but I tell you, listen, it just not, just don't risk anything. If you see a person, and this is the thing, people who are in i'tikaf, people don't realize who's in i'tikaf, right? So they try to talk to everyone, to try to give salam to everyone. And they don't realize they can break that man's i'tikaf by asking salam. So be very mindful of that. So you should know who's the people in i'tikaf, inshallah ta'ala, full sunnah i'tikaf, so you don't have to have any problems. So while you go out, inshallah ta'ala, the first bathroom you want to use is obviously this one, the closest one that we have here. This is the mashallah, the i'tikaf bathroom, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, which is normally Imam Sa's bathroom. Normally slash Qadiani office. There are a lot of things, mashallah, this bathroom is one. This bathroom you use first. If you don't find this one, then you have to go out through that way or this way, whichever one is convenient for you. And while you're there, if you have to wait, then you have to wait. My advice is that while you're outside, if you're waiting for the bathroom, best to come back inside and wait inside the masjid. Because what happens if you wait for too long? People will have a habit of trying to talk to you or something like that, and you have a risk of breaking. So my advice to you is, inshallah ta'ala, stay inside as much as you can. While you go for the bathroom, inshallah ta'ala, then you can come back inside if you need to, or if you need to exit to make wudu again, then again try to go to this bathroom first, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can take care of the bathroom and wudu at the same time. Okay? So again, if you want to use the bathroom, you can come back inside and then you can make wudu if you want, or you can make bathroom wudu, everything, and then come back inside. Okay? Now, having said that, now what happens when it comes to ghusl? This is the thing, right? So the fard ghusl, which when a person has, they have an emission at nighttime, where basically they have a dream or something like that, and because of that, they have to go take a ghusl, right? So because of that, that's the only reason why a person can go and take a ghusl right away. Okay. Now sometimes it happens if the bathroom is closed. You don't really have any other, I don't know what else to do for you, brother. Like you're gonna have to just wait a little bit, okay? Being very mindful, of course, of that, right? When you are in the when you can take a ghusl here, alhamdulillah, we have the facility here. When it comes to beyond the fard one, when it comes to the extra things that a person does for showering, etc., generally this is not. We don't, you should not just go just for the ghusl. What the ulama say is that you should go make wudu when you have to make wudu, right? You can't just go make extra wudus, right? You actually have to need wudu. So when you have to go and make wudu because you need it, then you can use the spray and just kind of spray yourself down, make it very quick for yourself, okay? That's permitted. Okay, anything extra is very much, it's a little bit excessive. So, but there's leniency for the day of Juma. The day of Juma, specifically, just for that day. If a person needs to make a ghusl for that day, because we all do generally, right? For that day, they said that you can take a longer shower. It's fine. It's okay for that. Okay. But keeping this in mind, inshallah, you should not go for ghusl regularly. You should go for when you're making wudu and make it a very short one and quick one for yourself. Just spray yourself down, whatever you need to do, and come back in. Okay. We don't want people in there 20, 30 minutes, right? And I'm going to explain about those things near the end, inshallah. So, inshallah, we talked about the wudu you can go for. We talked about the showering you can go for. Okay. Everything else, mashallah, will be provided for you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The suhoor will be provided for you. The iftar will be provided for you. Everything, alhamdulillah, will be taken care of. MashaAllah, this area will be locked off for the brothers who are engaged in i'tikaf here. While they're in here, they'll see all their beddings and things like that. Be very mindful, of course, right? You want to make sure you have a bedding first and foremost, because obviously we don't know what's going to happen, anything can happen, right? So you don't want to dirty the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be very mindful that this is Allah Ta'ala's house, right? And while you're staying here, you're staying with a lot of other brothers, right? So be very mindful, inshallah ta'ala. One thing Hazrat Thanvi said, that if you want to understand what it means, like he said, what do you understand the path to Allah ta'ala is? He says, the path to Allah is that you don't harm anybody. Be as least of inconvenience to everyone around you. Don't become someone who's a burden on other people. Okay? So now keeping this in mind, while you're in the masjid, mashallah, you can eat when it's time to eat, of course. You can drink, right? You can rest. You can talk, of course. Talking is fine. Too much talking is not okay. Okay, you should inshallah ta'ala engage yourself in some zikr, some tilawah Quran, some ibadah, and if you need to call home and things like that, that's recognized, understandable. But again, the whole point was to cut yourself off. So again, reduce as much as you can, as much as you need. That's as much as you'd be talking for. So keeping this in mind, while you're in the Masjid of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala with these brothers here, being very mindful, inshallah ta'ala, that look, this one bathroom that's here is being shared. Generally, for nafil i'tikaf, we don't really allow them to use. This is for, again, for sunnah i'tikaf, okay? Sunnah i'tikaf only. When they use this bathroom, be very mindful that you clean up after yourself. The same way that it was when you entered, the same way it should be when you leave, okay? It should not be that when you're coming in, someone has to clean up after your mistake or your mess up, right? Because then it just causes disruption, especially when a person takes a shower, because the shower is kind of like connected to everything. So the thing is that everything gets wet there. Try to make sure you wipe everything down, make it clean and nice for the next person to use, right? Especially on Jumu'ah day, as you know, there's a lot of rush. So we don't want to make it very inconvenient for other people. So please be mindful of that. While you're in here, of course, mashallah, you should fold up your bedding, wrap everything up, inshallah, once you're done. You can use any spot, really. It's not only limited here. Sometimes we close off the snoring brothers. There's like a certain area for the snoring brothers, and the rest of the brothers, mashallah, sleep. Alhamdulillah, right? If you yourself are a snoring brother, again, inconvenience, right? Just be mindful and then say that, okay, maybe I should cut myself off, right? That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You'll get ajr for that, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so then keeping that in mind, you can, again, we spoke about what you can do in here. What you can do, again, is that, again, excessive talking, those types of things are not okay, not acceptable, right? And again, the permissible things is there. If a person, mashallah, for Jumu'ah day, they need to clip their nails. They want to trim any hairs or things like that. You can do all those things, but again, within reason, right? So you want to, inshallah ta'ala, if you're doing in the masjid where you're clipping your nails, for example, make sure that you don't like let it fling everywhere. Be very, very mindful. Be very tidy, right? I'tikaf, mashallah, is teaching responsibility and adab and decorum, how to be a good human being. So if you're going to take care of yourself, then inshallah ta'ala, be very mindful of that, right? Be very loving and caring to everyone. Make sure you have a lot of muhabbah for your brothers. You're going to stay with them for 10 days, right? You don't want this to be a difficult time. Be nice and be courteous and be welcoming to everyone, inshallah ta'ala. Be a very good time. Especially again in the bathroom area when you are, if you are doing anything in there about cleaning or things like that, make sure again you clean after yourself. You can put on scents, you can put on attar, it's completely fine. If you because you're in the bathroom, of course, many things that you, I'm sorry, because you're in the masjid, of course, there's some things you can't do. You have to be in the masjid of Allah Ta'ala, right? That's why you're here. And then, of course, for sisters, inshallah ta'ala, just keep in mind for sisters, it's not, we don't really, in our madhab, it's not considered that a sister should do i'tikaf inside the masjid. Again, Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet, she kept her i'tikaf inside her home. And one time she did between Mount Thawr outside of Medina area. Aisha radiallahu anha did not do it inside the Masjid of Allah Ta'ala, she did it outside. And similarly, the Sahabiyat did not do i'tikaf inside the Masjid. Again, they tried to do it, and you saw how Rasulullah got upset. And then he actually left because of it, right? So this is our evidence for why we tell sisters that is better for you if you like to, inshallah, you can do it at home. You can cut off a certain spot for yourself, inshallah, in your house. You can engage in worship in there. If it's one part of your room, inshallah ta'ala, you can stay in there. And you can worship Allah Ta'ala, do dua, do zikr and everything. Again, a sister, mashallah, she'll have to go back and forth because of cooking and whatever needs. But if she can have someone else in the family take care of that for her, that's even better, right? So we had many of our women in our own household, mashallah, they used to do 10 days i'tikaf. And subhanAllah, they used to just cut off, you know, sit in one spot of their house, subhanAllah, and take care of things like that, mashallah ta'ala. And as finally, as for my nafl i'tikaf brothers, mashallah, since you're here, alhamdulillah, may Allah reward you. This is a beautiful amal as well. If you spend the night, alhamdulillah, but again, try your best to engage in ibadah. This is the goal here, okay? There's just two things I want to mention about the ibadah. Number one is that, alhamdulillah, we have our khatam tarawih. We also have a second khatam. So I encourage everyone, inshallah, to come to the first one and come for the second one and two, so you can get the full reward, inshallah, ta'ala. Obviously, our hafaz, mashallah, taking care of 20 juz of the Quran. There's only a little bit left, and it's a little faster than our first one. It's a little later, so it's nicer. I don't know why no one wants to join the second one. I gave option in the beginning. Right? So the thing is that, along with that, inshallah ta'ala, if you're here, try to make niyyah that you finish one khatam of the Quran. Okay? One extra khatam for yourself. We don't have a lot of ijtima'i actions. I'm here for the most part. I'll be here, inshallah ta'ala, moving back and forth with my parents. But inshallah ta'ala, for the most part, I'm going to stay here. And inshallah, after Dhuhr every day, we're going to have a program here. We have this year, inshallah, I'm thinking about doing Masail during different rulings. And we usually have a talk about Jannah as well, mashallah. Beautiful, enjoyable conversation. So the Hud and I and all that stuff. But that's near the end when you have to leave, not in the beginning, because then you'll be miserable. Okay. But other than that, it's all individual. And I want you all to kind of emphasize that for yourself, that engage in individual worship. This is between you and Allah Ta'ala. Talk to Allah, speak to Allah, make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, be with Allah Azza wa Jal. We can talk about salat tasbih that a person can do, inshallah. We'll talk about that, inshallah, if you'd like to do that. Again, have a regular routine for yourself. I can give you some dua books if you'd like, some dhikr books, whatever can help you, inshallah. I'm here for your support. But again, you make benefit at the time. You should not be someone else who's trying to make the benefit for you. Learn to be a person that takes care of yourself, inshallah. And the final thing, inshallah, is just about discomfort. I just mentioned this because the Ramadan vibes really got to me. All right, and I'm still like very bothered by this, right? That subhanAllah, people worship Allah Ta'ala because they feel good, right? And you know what that made me feel was that when you don't feel good, you don't worship Him, or you don't feel like we're doing it anymore. This is why people have left the 20 rakat tarawih, right? Because they said that, oh, it's very long, and we don't feel it when we pray it, right? There's less khushu' in it. I said, subhanAllah, what happened to the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That people are only going to do it because they like it, and when they don't like it, they don't want to do it. This is criticized in the Quran as people who go for vibes. This is criticized in the Quran as a person of nifaq, a person of hypocrisy. With that, when a munafiq finds it good, he does it. If it's not good, he doesn't do it. This is a sign of nifaq, brothers and sisters. May Allah to protect us. We don't worship our feelings. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm telling you this because i'tikaf in the beginning is very nice. Near the middle, it's a little bit discomfort. I kid you not. Okay, it's a little bit, right? Because you start thinking about things, you start wondering, right? Same thing with fasting, same thing with salah, same thing with hajj. Everything has discomfort in it. Because Allah that tests you through these things says that who are you doing this for? Okay? If you love Allah, even discomfort will be comfortable. If you're doing it for Allah, even the discomfort will be comfortable. This is our goal, inshallah ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm going through this hardship for you. Ya Allah, I want that you love me, Ya Allah. This is what we're doing it for. So may Allah grant us this, inshallah. Grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Is there any questions? If I missed anything, if you can mention real quick. Okay. Any questions, inshallah? If anyone had any questions real quick. Okay, we're good. If you are going to use the phone, you can use it. But again, be mindful of where you are. And you can talk inside. It's fine. Okay? Does that answer your question? Okay. Business call is fine again. If a person has to take it, he has to take it. It's fine. But again, we like to reduce as much as you can, okay? Sunnah i'tikaf again means that you are actually in here the whole time. And so long you're in here, you're considered valid, right? Any other question?
So the IPA guy can do the job from here.
If we do this, right? Everyone's like, oh, we're Sabtu Murtakif, alhamdulillah. Right? Yeah, of course. I mean, look. One is jais, and one is it the right thing to do. Like, everyone always asks about the jais thing, right? So keeping this in mind, inshallah, if a person has to, they couldn't get off from work and they want to do i'tikaf, then of course we can't say no to them, right? But again, it's better that a person takes off fully. Deek, inshallah. Anything else? Any other questions on Metro service, inshallah? Wa sallam Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi.